Beginn der Grund, dass man sich so viel Zeit wie man weiß, ich kann testen, man sagt, Mara, aber man hat das Maße, so eine Tod, das ist schon, denn there's no measurement about how many people have to come, everyone has to come to Dubai. Now, Bishol is Dovah Choy Kosev, he writes that, but by default, we also infer, we didn't mention, we mentioned those who learn and those who teach, man de loy kor, but like Tony, someone did not know Chumash, not the Mishnayis, so im about, and then you don't stop, im Yishol is asking if there's enough people engaged, could they keep to bury him? But the nearly appears to read in Malacha, that's what we're going to learn in Torah. Regarding Malacha, Mavatla, Kabbani, Irbos, and then Erbin, the city has to stop work and it's forbidden. Even someone who didn't learn Chumash and didn't learn Mishnais, because like Mafik, me to be Elm Galchen, Bachi, and the Gemara, my Kun, Rav Zayin, my Bez, regarding work, that they don't make such a differentiation, it's only over here regarding learning Torah. Connect to Smasta begins the Gemara, Manamai. Well, now, what's the sign that regarding a widow, that it's Harachasna, which Tais explains to be Hudabai, that's in Yehudin, not in Babel. Meaning the meaning of the bissel was only regarding giving out the roasted grain. The question is, meaning but sometimes it would give out this roasted grain. It was the bamba of the generation. So maybe it happens to be that we're giving out snack by the chuppah amana, and then you're not going to know that it was amana, not a bissel. In other words, no, they didn't have roasted grain because they were very not to give out. Big sign, no bamba, no roasted grain by the chuppah of the widow, and that's how that was the sign. Then it says, not that I'm going to come up listening, but you should teach, so it was yours. Why is that better than your father? It says, because that guy knows if it's his or not, and still we're going to say that we believe that's a bigger chiddush than saying, because again, he's a peshas, a peshita. Then it says, not that I'm going to come up, achas b'chaya ben. And 2 years by the father, and 1 year by the son, that's the chiddush we're talking about. But the Tafka Kashu Katan says that specifically if he was a minor, Kapisha Kodesh, like Rashi explains, because Abel Mugad, because actually if the son is an adult, Abel Chazaka would be Chazaka. Because I mean, because the Gemara says, Babasim and Bezim and Av. Ach, but if Neav Shonev, let's say the Machzik ate 1 year in front of the father 1 year, but if Neav Ben Shonev, in front of the son a year, but if Neav Kershon, in front of a consumer, a buyer 1 year, how it's like Zachareka, we would be Chazaka. But for the Ben Shmuel Pirsh, he explains, Ahad Am Basamach, this is the Gemara says, Shodev, Afil Hegel, even if he became an adult, means Afil Hegel B'chayav, even if he became an adult when the father was still alive. And therefore, that means the 1 year of the son was when he was adult. Because the girl got me milda bukadno, because even he's adult, but regarding his father's assets, he's like a minor. And then you could explain it when the Gemara says achas uchay benai, he was even a gadol. Now, remember in the time, Rindam says, l'perusha, according to his interpretation, other machazik is nothing the Gemara says over the Baba Basra, that a chazaka b'vnei ben, that it is a chazaka 1 year in front of the ben. Hayinu k'shar yigadol b'tchilas chazaka, you have to say that it was a gadol in the beginning of chazaka. Here we only became a gadol later on, therefore regarding that, we're considering him as a cotton, and therefore it's not going to be a chazaka. Next says, "Malta begins the Gemara of Huna. As Nino's Lashmin is coming to teach us Mishnah. This is the only way you could understand the Mishnah. What you're going to come teach us?" Which says, "Lav Davka not Rav Huna. It's not really specific when it's saying Rav Huna, because the Lahai La'ai Rav Huna Hashem. Rav Huna actually doesn't even say this teaching explicitly. He only talks about Benin Karab next to Cotton that you actually have a relative come down to the assets of a mine when the father died and needs something to go ahead and take care of it, and." That we don't learn from our Mishnah. Rather, what the Gemara means to ask over here is Rava, the Dai Kosm Rav, that infers over there. Shemam and obviously, the Prince of teaching, obviously, you cannot make a Chazak in the assets of a cotton, because if you could, then we wouldn't have a carb come down, because then he would be Maxikid. Obviously, he's not going to consider Chazaka. On that inference, Mayas Lashmin, then what does the Mishnah come to teach us? It's exactly what the Mishnah says, that you cannot be Maxik by the Nechzik cotton, as we're learning out from that Dik. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, Chashla, Bapana, Bakulu. Not in front of the person that it's not going to be as a valid mecha, meaning it's going to be mecha. Therefore, if you protest, the chazaka is not going to be considered a chazaka, and if he doesn't, then it's going to be a chazaka. Now, what bothers us is tema. It's a wonder because I might not get mecha duchta. Why do we whenever we talk about this topic, we mention mecha shlebevon? We talk about mecha, not in front of the person, if that's going to be as a mecha not, the primary element, meaning we're wondering, does the word get out from one place to the next? Now, there's two things happening. The one is being machzik, does the word get out to the mecha, to the one who's claiming it says, and the mecha. Does the mecha reach all the way to the machzik? So if the primary thing is this a chazaka ultimately at the end of the day or not, why are we talking about the mecha if it gets there, if that works, mecha shel b'fanav, why are we talking about the chazaka if that works, lebefnei ha-mecha? No, the primary rationale of this halacha is dependent on the mecha. Where if mecha shel b'fanav is mecha, then it's not going to be chazaka. But if it's not, then it's not going to be chazaka. Why? Because the chazaka obviously causes it. Because no chazaka, everyone agrees it has a kalah. Even the guy's not there. Word gets out that someone took over possession. Even so, that we're saying mecha in loko. But if the mecha doesn't get lo have a chazaka, it's not going to be chazaka because the whole point. And the Chazak is that this guy was a Meicha, but this guy can't be Meicha anyway, so that doesn't prove anything. Therefore, we picked specifically regarding Mechoshin Befanim, not regarding the Chazak or Shlab Befanim.